I know right now that there are people who are in fear because of fires and they may have evacuated. So I thought perhaps together as a group, we can connect in to that place where we're completely relaxed and in that zone of peace, benevolence, and from that place to project it out to those who truly they need it in this moment. So that is the intention behind what I'd like us to do as a group, to send out to those who are perhaps not quite in that state of peace right now in this moment. And with that, I invite you to close your eyes and allow your breathing to deepen and become slower, so that as you breathe in this fresh oxygen through your nose, we exhale slower than what we took our breath. And as we continue breathing in slowly through the nose and exhaling even slower through the mouth, we send a message to the cellular structure of our body that all is well. That natural state of peace is within us. And from this place of infinite peace, with our breath, as we breathe out the deep peace that we are existing in, that this breath goes out into the atmosphere and sends out a wave beyond where our breath goes. And the more that we attune to this energy of peace that resides within us, our natural state of being, in peace, wellness, benevolence, we radiate out that feeling, that sensation, so that it eventually becomes a larger bubble than what we are creating, and it goes out beyond this room, out into the forests, out into the field, out into the lakes and rivers, so that those who are in trouble right now can feel a wave of peace in their direction. They are connected to us, and from this place, just visualize yourself holding someone's hand who's in trouble right now. No words need to be spoken. It's just holding their hand and letting them know all is well. And from that place where all is well, let us now move into a meditation from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon. Come a little closer. That's an invitation. Coming a little closer means so much more than you think. I only started saying those words recently. It's a plea for those listening to understand there might be a way to enhance the spirituality or that belief in a higher power, to enhance it above anything you were ever told. Humanity lives and breathes in a dimensionality of four. The four dimensions you live in: height, width, breadth, and time. But there's so much more, and the scientists know it. You don't live and breathe in multi-dimensions that you recognize, but they've always been there. Only recently, biologists have realized that some of what is what you call the core you, the DNA, it has multidimensional aspects. That is the basis for quantum biology. A study of you reveals you are multidimensional, past four. It's an odd thing to think of, is it not? That there could be realities within you. But scientists are starting to take it apart and look at it. And things are now being revealed. And that's how we start this, and we always do, especially to those who haven't heard this before. There is a shift on this planet. And the shift isn't just that more light is coming. The shift isn't just that things are starting to happen to stir things up. There's another kind of shift. It's a shift that allows people to think bigger. Things are starting to occur to regular folks all over the earth that they never have thought of before. Out of the box thinking, you call it, when they start analyzing what they've been told, and some of them shake their heads and say that can't be totally correct. There's got to be more. And this is what we count on. This is what we told you was coming. It doesn't create a planet that suddenly ascends or suddenly believes a different way. It creates a planet that starts to look at unrealized truth. You'll hear that from my partner again. Things that are unrealized are things that always have been there, but haven't been seen. You might call it a slow awakening of just about everyone. It changes what people expect and want. Eventually, it starts to change those who have choice over their leadership and starts to want to have those in charge that are more compassionate and less angry. For those who have ideas of compromise instead of that which is following a certain track. And that is what begins all of this. And we've said to look for it. It doesn't happen fast, dear ones. Protocols start to change that have always existed. There's an awakening of what's right and what's not, what's tolerable and what isn't. And that is what is going on right now on the planet. You'll hear tomorrow from my partner. It's called the Great Shift. It's slow. But it starts to change minds, attitudes. Some go into fear because they don't want the change. And others go into release because they realize what they're missing. There's something else there. The Circle of 12 takes advantage of something that I've always wanted to teach, and that is this. No matter what you've been told, you have a soul. No matter what you've been told, that soul of yours is something you can touch. If you take a look at that which has been your spiritual teaching, in an old energy for decades, eons, thousands of years, you've been told that that soul of yours is something that you visit when you die. Some even have acknowledged it exists before you get here. So much of the religion of today tells you you're nothing, and suddenly you get a soul when you're born, and then when you die, it's there to be punished or rewarded. couldn't be further from the truth. The soul is a divine part of you, as I told you earlier today. It's been here since the beginning, perhaps even before there was a beginning. Let me describe something that's multidimensional, so you'll get an idea of what you don't understand. Time, as you perceive it, doesn't exist until you perceive it. What if there was no such thing as a beginning? Can you perceive that? No, you can't, because you're stuck with the idea of time. Everything has a beginning and an end to a human, because that is the paradigm of the dimensionality you sit in. What if I told you your soul had no beginning, because it's part of that soup of love that created everything that there is? This is difficult. What if I told you that soul of yours has no end, that long after this planet, this solar system, and this universe are gone, you still exist? And you might say, well, that sounds like God to me. And I would say, welcome to another reality of who you might be. Is it possible you can touch this part of you while you're here? And that is the circle of 12. It started not long ago that I began these meditations, and I'm going to do one now, that invites you to cross a bridge. It's a metaphor. The bridge is a crossing into unknown territory, totally unknown. There truly are no spiritual systems in existence right now that invite you to touch the face of God. There are so many that tell you you can't, or you're not supposed to, or you're not worthy. But you've always been. The unrealized truth of all of it is that you're more than worthy. This is your lineage. This is why you came. All for now. I'll tell you something else, dear ones. If you existed before you got here, have you ever thought of what you did right before you were born? Did you have any say in when you would come, or who you might be, or who your parents might be, or what you would go through, or what culture you would land in, or what gender you might be? And the answer is, you had control of all of it. You and the group around you of souls that you've always been with. How's that for something to think about? Now, the truth, you may not agree, but I was there. We'll call it the wind of birth, a wind of potential that you go right into right before you're born. You wanted to be here during this shift. Now, when you were born, dear ones, I'll tell you, there was a potential of going just the other way. How many of you heard about that which might occur at the year 2000 or thereabouts? And it was going to be horror, a world war, death, destruction, Armageddon. You all heard it, because it was in the field. Something was going to happen at the year 2000 or beyond. You came in anyway. It could have gone either way. So much prophecy said you would not make it past this precession of the equinoxes that's coming. And it came. And there was no third world war. Instead, there was something else. The beginning of light. the predictions, so many of them from the indigenous, told you of these things, and here you are. The bottom line, the summary, there is no accident that you're here right now, and it doesn't matter what your age is, because you who would come to a meeting like this, even the ones who have come and been dragged to it, are not here by accident. The ones who are here who didn't want to come, I know who you are. There's something you're remembering about who you are that's magnificent. You may not buy into many of these things. I know who you are. But you are as magnificent as anyone. Old souls are defined as the following. Those souls which came in early to humanity, and they've lived life after life after life after life, and have experienced all of it. It's like a school. It is. All of those experiences somehow, you might say, land within you, within your DNA perhaps, in a dimensionality that you pull upon for wisdom, if you wish. That's who an old soul is. Been there, done that. You know how things work. And you find yourself here, old soul, 2022, where the light is starting to show, where upheaval is starting to show. Why would you choose this potential time? And the answer is, you know how to take light and spread it. Most of the planet doesn't. They know how to be afraid. They don't have the maturity that you have to know what's coming, or the potential, or to be patient and compassionate while others wring their hands in fear. That's who you are. And the light that you have, represented by the maturity and the kindness that you present to those around you in trouble, that goes right into the field. It doesn't get wasted and fall on the floor. It doesn't go someplace else. It goes into the field. And that field stays with the planet. It's almost like you're a dimmer for a light, and you're illuminating. That dimmer starts to go up and up and up, where it was so dim for so many eons, and here you are, to then force that control, and there's a little more light, and a little more light, and there's not that many of you, and that's why you came. Less than 0.5% of this planet are old souls. All the rest are new, and that's why you're here. But I'll tell you something. When you have a dark room and you strike a match, many can see by the little light that is there, and they can see around them things they never thought they could see before. Things that they were afraid of in the dark, they now see clearly. And then they strike a match because they see yours. And others around them, they strike a match because they can see yours. In a darkened room, the match bearer is never known. You can't really see the bearer of the match. Instead, you simply see the light that they create. And that's who you are. Nobody comes and gets you because you struck a match, because they don't know who you are. Instead, your light shines and lets others see it, and their light shines. And soon enough, it starts to affect the entire planet and what they want and what they think and how they're going to achieve it. And that's when the new inventions start. And the reason is because then you'll have physics that you will not weaponize. Are you getting this? There is so much to discover for a compassionate Earth. And when you find it, and when you have it, everything starts to change. and there is no more poverty. There is no more death, not like now. Everything starts to change. That's why you're here. I want you to come with me across this bridge, and I want you to meet somebody. A trip, perhaps, into your own soul. You can do this. It's not an exercise. It's a reality into another dimensionality, one that has always been there, unrealized, and ready to go. The bridge looms in front of you, if you wish to see it that way. A visualization that is difficult for some, but easy for others. You've all seen a bridge. It can't be that hard. But you can't see what's on the other side because there's a mist that obfuscates it very, very distinctly. So you've got to trust that what you're about to do is safe. And it is. There are those who say, well, this is too strange, and this man in the chair is going to lead you into a place where he can capture that which is your will and your soul. And there are always those who will tell you not to do this, because all they see is difficulty and negativity. All they see is more fear. Be afraid, they say. Because that is their paradigm and that is their reality. Nothing ever gets better. You know who I'm talking about. You all have those who have said this to you. And so I'm saying to you, what if it were the reverse? Well, walk through a mist and meet the most beautiful thing that you can imagine. Yourself. In so many ways. In an eternal divine place that has always been available for you, no matter what you've been told. Come with me and take my hand. We cross the bridge together. We go through the mist together. And you may not know what to expect. No one comes here unless that is their intent. No one is dragged here. No one goes because someone told them to go. You can't. That mist can only be crossed in love. That mist can only be gone through in love. You have to want to and intend to say, I believe there's something bigger, and I'm not afraid to see it. What if I didn't know everything? I would love to see all the scientists on the planet raise their hand and say, I don't know everything. And things would change. I would love to see all the religious leaders of the planet with all their doctrines raise their hand and say, as much as I know, I don't know everything. That takes courage in some ways to say that and to mean it and be open perhaps for something different and new. And that's who you are right now if you stand on that side of the bridge with me. Through the mist we go. And what you see next is individual. Every soul, although it has a commonality, is a landscape that belongs to you. I'll tell you this, whatever you see is filled with splendor and beauty and color and light and safety. Nothing bad will happen to you here, dear ones. This is home. Earth, you visited. You know that. You're just visiting. You have to know that. But the place where you are in this soul of yours is where you come from. Home is a great place to be. I'll give you a hint of what this is like. You cannot experience the full, I would say, mantle of what this home is until you are here and not on earth. But even as you visit this home, it feels different. A soul is not singular like your body. A soul is made up of you and other souls. Hard to describe, but so is multidimensionality. You're not as individual as you are here on the planet. When you visit your soul, suddenly you're in a group, a big group. There's also part of you, and you are part of them. Difficult to imagine and understand. But imagine for a moment that there is great love between many, many of you, and that when you step into this place, all of that love is felt. Your home. Those you've loved and lost are here. Can you see that kind of reunion even while you sit in this chair? You know, don't you, that death is not the end. It's a shift of energy. You're in this special energy that is divine. There is so much here to see. I've taken you here. And almost 100 times that we've done this, I've taken you here. You've seen that which you've learned. You've met some of those in your past lives. You've even met yourselves. And this time, I want you to meet someone. Someone we've met before, but maybe not quite like this. The first thing I want you to do is to imagine you're going to go through a doorway. That's not hard to imagine, a doorway. There's no door. It's just an open doorway. But as you move through it and you glance above it, you see a name. And you realize that's yours. But you don't recognize any kind of a writing. What you're recognizing is an energy. That energy is your name. I'll tell you something, folks. We sing that name in light to you. We sing your name in light to you. And you sing it back to us. And those around you, especially those who in karmic groups you've loved and lost, they sing it too. Can you imagine how much love there is here? Because this is what you call the love of God. More than a God, it's the creative source. That's part of you. You go through that doorway and you go into a room. And there's a chair. And you notice that there's not just one, there are two. One is facing you. It's a beautiful thought that you could sit in that chair and you're going to meet someone safe, beautiful, that you can talk to and interview. And everything you're going to learn and see will be beautiful and compassionate. There's no anxiety, just like you were about to meet somebody you love. And it is. You walk into the room and you sit in the chair. And you realize immediately there's a metaphor in sitting in the chair. You don't stand and meet someone. Because at the most intimate moments of conversation and beauty with one friend to another, you're sitting. You sit because it's comfortable. You sit because it's your culture to sit and discuss. And you do. And you sit facing the chair and you wait. And suddenly the chair has someone sitting in it. You didn't even see them enter. And you recognize it. It's odd to see yourself, isn't it? You see yourself at the age you want to see yourself. It's you. Odd, unusual, but safe. You're about to have a conversation with yourself. But it's not exactly yourself. You start the conversation. What just happened? Who are you, really? Why didn't I see you in the chair when I came in? And you hear this beautiful, soft voice, your own voice. You don't really recognize it as your voice, but you know it is. Every word that's spoken to you is so beautiful. And that voice says, I could not appear until you sat first, because you were the important one. I am you. I am the bigger you. I am the one that's always here in your soul. You split off from me, and you come to earth. And you say, well, I've heard about this. You must be the higher self. And that bigger you says back to you, there is no such thing. You have made that up. Because higher would be grander. Higher would mean above you. There's nothing above you. I stand next to you. I am the bigger self. I have always been part of you as you grow bigger. The more you know about that which is the truth, the bigger you become on earth, and the more of me goes to you. I am your soul. I have so much to tell you. What are your questions for me? Ho, ho, ho. What's next, dear ones? What do you want to ask? What can you ask? Some would start to ask very three-dimensional questions, and you can. Why am I so this way? Why can't I do this or that? And the bigger you would look at you and say, because no one ever told you you could. I am telling you, you can. That bigger you will describe a scenario you never heard. The bigger you will say, this is part of God. You are part of the creative source on earth, given divinity. I, the bigger you, have always had my hand through the veil in an invisible way for you to take any time you wanted to, but you were always told you couldn't take it. And that's why you struggle. I am here to tell you, take my hand. Come a little closer. The bigger you will say to you, and all things start to clear. As you start to understand who you are, not separate from God at all, but part of it, as you start to understand the you part that is on the earth, starts to have something remarkable happen. You start to love yourself. Unbelievable. Something that happens you were never told could happen. You can fall in love with you. People have told you, well, don't do that. You'll be an egotist and you're not supposed to do that, you know. It's not that kind of love. It's about the love of God that is in you. Can you do that? It's about the love of your existence. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, soul, that I can be here now and do what I'm doing. That even as I pass, I'll come back even stronger, doing the same thing with more light. Because it doesn't stop here. The invitation is clear. Number one, love the creating source with all of your heart. And that will then create the love in yourself. Love yourself beyond anything else, because that is an acknowledgement of the love of source. And when you start to do that, things start to clear for you what's important, what's not. What really is the goal of your life? When you start to love yourself, other things start to clear. What you might be able to do that you were told you couldn't do before. What is your lineage? Is there a lineage at all? Ask the bigger you. The bigger you, what is my lineage? What am I here for? And that's when the bigger you will smile and say, I thought you'd never ask. You have a lineage of lifetimes on this planet that have shaped you. And then the bigger you will tell you something you didn't expect. Some of the genealogy that you carry on this planet, and some of the attributes of the past lives that you carry on this planet, are implanted into your DNA. Some of them are scary. Predispositions for disease. Fear of certain kinds of things because of the past life experience. Allergies. You name it. All of them. That seems to come as a package. And here is a truth. And here is the bigger you addressing an issue that you never thought could be addressed. You can drop them all, and they never have to be part of you, because you are with me now. And because if your intent is correct on this planet, and you can intend and visualize being clear of these things, very slowly they will shift and change. And you might say to the bigger you, I have trouble with that because biology is biology and chemistry is chemistry. And the bigger you will smile and say, yes, that's what you've been told. But the divine you can create miracles in yourself. Cellular shift and change. DNA that starts to clear. Past life episodes that start to diminish and go away, clearing the way for a longer life and peace with no fear, where you'll waken in the morning and smile at who you know you are. Oh, did anyone ever tell you that? Is this new enough to intrigue you? I am giving you a true new truth. It bothers people because they'll say you're too enabled. Imagine being too enabled. That's who you are. And you could stay there with this bigger you as long as you want to. But some of you, well, you'll get hungry and need to sleep. And here's the good news. You can go back there anytime you want. You don't have to come here and listen to this meditation. Because this is who you are. You can cross the bridge. You can give intent. And you will say, well, I'm not good at listening to things. I'd rather have you cry and tell me what the bigger you says. And I would say, now it's time to investigate an enhanced intuition. That is what this is. All of these messages come to you accurately and true, when you put yourself across the bridge, I want to know more, bigger you, tell me. And in it will come in intuitive ways. That's how inventions are delivered. That's how music is written. All of these things have always been part of you. I invite you to stay for a moment. The meeting will close. There will be announcements. There will be talking. But for just a few moments before that occurs, without me speaking, I just want you to stay and think for a moment, is this real or not? Could it be? And if it is, what does it really mean for me? Could I love myself? And the answer, let it begin. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.